And this news update's being brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. In Bayport State Bank, in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, they're a member FDIC. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. As promised, I've got more information on Jared Cash Butterfield. In a dramatic turn of events in the Huron County Circuit Court, Judge Prill's courtroom, Jared Cash Butterfield pleaded not guilty to a litany of serious charges, setting the stakes for a high-stakes jury trial next summer. Butterfield faces 8 counts, including assault with intent to do great bodily harm, even by strangulation, multiple domestic violence charges, weapon possession by a prohibited person, and 3 felony counts of a firearm. Notably, a request to add sexual conduct charge was denied by district court, solidifying the current formidable list of accusations. The defendant, currently held in federal custody, will require in-person appearances, adding a layer of logistical complexity to the proceedings. His defense attorney, Jessica Risky, has signaled an aggressive legal strategy, promising a flurry of written motions well before the final pretrial conference. With $100,000 cash surety bond continued, the legal battle's officially underway. A jury trial is now slated for August 25th, with a critical plea cutoff and final pretrial conference scheduled for August 3rd. All eyes will be on Judge Prill's courtroom as this complex case unfolds. In a quiet stretch of Huron County has been shaken by a deeply troubling case now moving through the courts. Sheriff Kelly Hansen says what began as a medical emergency quickly turned into something far more disturbing. On the evening of March 1st, staff at McLaren Thumb Hospital alerted dispatch after an elderly woman was rushed in by ambulance in critical condition. She was unresponsive, severely malnourished, and showed clear signs of prolonged neglect. Investigators report 71-year-old woman had been living under the care of her adult son at a home on Port Crescent Road in Hume Township. When deputies arrived at the residence, they described finding conditions that were not just unsanitary, but overwhelming. The home was filled with waste, garbage, and what officers called an unbearable odor. As the investigation unfolded, deputies received word that the woman identified as Kathleen Holdwick had died. Her son, 41-year-old Oval Jarvis, was taken into custody and is now facing a felony charge of second-degree elder abuse involving a vulnerable adult. He has since been released on bond, but prosecutors say his case remains active and additional charges could still be filed. Authorities are continuing to piece together what led to the woman's condition as the community grapples with shocking details of this case. And there's a new proposal out of Lansing putting the spotlight on senior drivers, and it could change how thousands of Michiganders stay behind the wheel. State Senator Rosemary Baer has introduced Senate Bill 847, a measure aimed at tightening license requirements for drivers aged 75 and older. The move comes as officials point to a noticeable uptick in crashes involving older motorists. Under the proposal, aged drivers 75 and up would no longer simply renew their licenses. They'd need to prove their abilities in person every 4 years. That means passing a full round of tests, including vision, written knowledge, and on-the-road driving exams. And for those 85 and older, the rules go even further. Anyone in that age group seeking a chauffeur license would need to check in annually with Secretary of State's office, retesting each year to stay qualified. Supporters say it's about safety on Michigan roads. Critics, however, see it as a tough new hurdle for seniors who rely on their independence. The bill is now headed into discussion where lawmakers will weigh concerns against realities of an aging population. And we'll return right after these words from our sponsors.
Take up to 25% off store-wide and up to 40% off accessories at Ashley's and Bad Axe. Help us celebrate over 80 years of quality furniture at affordable prices with the Ashley Anniversary Sale happening now. Take up to 25% off store-wide during the Ashley Anniversary Sale. Plus, come check out our floor model specials that are priced to go. We also have hot buys on select power reclining furniture and hot buy queen bed frames starting at just $399. Looking to add that personal touch of style? No worries. Save up to 40% off accessories during the Ashley Anniversary Sale in Bad Axe. Want to buy now and pay later? You can. No interest until 2031. Visit Ashley's in Bad Axe and ask us how. Don't wait, because this is a limited time offer that you don't want to miss. Visit Ashley and Bad Axe during the Ashley Anniversary Sale. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
This is Tarna Whiskey from Ashley and Bad Axe. From bunk beds to lift chairs and adjustable bases, we have something for every stage of life. Shop Ashley and Bad Axe today.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
Sally, did you know this year marks the 130th year of the Possum Farm?
Wow, that's great, Frank. How do you know it's the 130th year?
Because this year is also Bayport State Bank's 130th year anniversary. My great-great-great-grandpa started the Possum Farm the same year they opened.
Really?
Yep. He only got the farm because Bayport State Bank gave him a loan to buy the land with an old barn on it.
Wow, Frank. That is the most interesting thing I've ever heard about the Possum Farm. That means Bayport State Bank has been taking care of your family for six generations.
That's great. They've always taken great care of us and the possums.
Oh, Frank, I guess you're right. Bayport State Bank is the locally owned bank serving the agricultural, business, and personal banking needs in our area for 130 years.
They sure are. I should go see them about another possum barn.
Oh, Frank.
Whether you're upgrading your farm, needing a business loan, or have a home remodeling project in the future, Bayport State Bank is here to help. With four locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back with more news. NASA's Earth Observatory confirmed today that a massive heat wave has shattered temperature records across the southwestern United States and Mexico. Temperatures in several states exceeded 100 degrees this week, marking the highest March readings ever recorded in those regions, which scientists attribute to a combination of high-pressure systems and long-term climate trends. The early season heat has raised immediate concerns regarding water management and wildfire risk as the region transitions into spring. Emergency services in Arizona and Nevada have issued health advisories urging residents to limit outdoor activities as the summer-like conditions are expected to persist through the weekend. And international oil prices have neared $120 a barrel as the war between the U.S.-Israeli coalition and Iran continues to disrupt shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. Although Iran has allowed some vessels to pass, it has blocked all ships linked to the U.S. or Israel, creating a massive logjam in global energy supply chains. The price hike is causing economic ripples worldwide, with India and South Korea reporting significant operational disruptions in their manufacturing sectors. Economists warn that if energy prices remain at this level, it could trigger a global inflationary spike and slow down the post-pandemic economic recovery. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. And Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. They're a member FDIC.
It's the Ashley Anniversary Sale, celebrating over 80 years of making homes great. Take up to 25% off store-wide for a limited time. We have hot buys you don't want to miss. We're talking hot buy power reclining furniture, a hot buy queen bed frame for $399, and be sure to check out our floor model specials that are priced to go. Plus, take up to 40% off accessories. Ashley started as a small operation specializing in wooden occasional furniture. Now more than 80 years later, we offer everything to transform your space. Bedroom sets, dining sets, recliners, sofas, love seats, sectionals, lift chairs, and more. Plus, Ashley has a full sleep gallery stocked with all major mattress brands. And you can make your upgrade more affordable than ever with no interest until 2031. Ask us how. Shop the Ashley Anniversary Sale going on now at Ashley and Bad Axe. Exclusions apply. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
This is Warehouse Manager Justin Cameron. We offer fast professional setup and delivery to the Thumb area and beyond. Visit us at Ashley and Bad Axe.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.